Moshe has nafsha. He risked his life. Lomut aloh kevish. Lomut to die. He risked his life to die. Aloh kevish. He goes up on a high slope. The nikne be ilon. He climbs a tall tree. And in other words, there are types of work, types of jobs which a person hires himself out for, to do this work, to do that work. And it's a risky business. It involves some sort of sakona. And for the sake of his parnasa, he puts his life in danger. And therefore, we enjoin the boss to make sure to pay him on time, because, you know, taking into consideration what serious risk he's put himself at to make this money, one should certainly ensure to pay him on time. That is the way Rashi explains this boss. It's based on Chazal. He risks his life by climbing a tree, by going up a tall slope, whatever it is, things that are involve danger, and therefore one should ensure to pay him on time. That is exactly what I'd like to look at. Is one permitted halakhically to do this? It appears the Torah is recording such a thing. It sounds like it should be permitted. Now, there is a Rambam. It's based on a Chazal, but let's take the words of the Rambam. Where the Rambam writes that it's forbidden to put oneself into a situation of sakona. But hey, also the other, Lagoy, Takas, Kirin, not. For example, what says the Rambam, one should pass in a place where there's a wall that's a little bit dodgy, and we don't know exactly how long it's going to last, and it's already Kirin, not, it looks like it might fall. The Chen called Hayotze Bo'elu, Ushara, Sakonis. And similarly, all other types of Sakonis. Also, lava of infants. It is forbidden to pass in their place.
Yes,
Mr. Sakurva.
Right, and then.
And you are not against him, and what did you already say? He criticized him, right?
He said, why did you.
Why did you go to a mock and sakona?
Right.
That's a chemical job, everyday private people jobs, like painting a painter.
So look at this a little more closely. That is
also
part of this work. Right. So we can certainly build up a picture of places where we will see in Chazal that one should not put oneself into a situation of sakon. And this sakon mentioned in the Rambam go under a kiel, not a wall that's a bit dodgy. Doesn't seem to be any greater than the sakon is mentioned over here to climb up a very tall tree. Doesn't seem to be any difference. So, I'd like to take a look at an approach mentioned by the Lord of the Yehuda. It's a shame we didn't have the sheet, because some of the Lashonis he said are quite fascinating. He was asked the most interesting Shaila. Lord of the Yehuda was asked the following Shaila. Somebody who, after the Sporku, has given him wealth, and he has a large estate, which even involves wide open areas, forests and wild areas, countryside, in which in this forest there roam all types of wild animals. What is still what is called Haitoyon. In this forest, which is in the possession of this gentleman, he has plenty of wild animals. In Mutaloy, so the question which was asked in any other is permitted. Lele Bahatmoy Liris the Konex Rifol Tutsai. Is it permitted to go hunting? You know, there's a pastime mainly non-Jews, you know, take up this pastime, not such a Jewish, this is not such a Jewish thing. But the lady was asked, is he permitted this gentleman to go riding in his estate with his gun and hunt animals? So that wasn't the thrust of the Shire. The thrust of the Shire was a different Shire.
Does he own the animals?
No, that's not put here as being a focal point of it. It would be the same if they were Heskett. This is just a hint, that's why he wants to do it, because most normal people like you and me, we don't suddenly have an urge one day to let's jump on our horse and go hunting. Because he was, well, he had this large estate and he probably had lots to do with his time as well. So, it's not like this, it was a pastime.
It's a problem because he was alive.
Not so. No, I think if you were to work on the job, you went with his, well, it didn't go along, he probably went with his, you know, his parents and Abner, and then who else he took with it. No, not that good. No, it said Lenex, but Abner, I think it means, you know, himself, you know, not a Shia, not the employees, a long Jew, well, you know.
You ever got back
to trust? So the question was just Abner.
It's not dangerous, but it's just for fun, and that
is
the
assignment.
So why
didn't
they do
this? I didn't see that children, but okay. So here's a children from an earlier source, from an earlier day, who was asked about it. Now the question which he was asked was not about Sakon. He was asked about Tzara Bali Chaim, and about Al Tashid, Bittul Zman, yeah, he wasn't asked about Bittul Zman, he said something about Bittul Zman later on. So after going through the inyonim of the Baal Tashkis and the Tzara Bali Chaim and looking at that aspect of it, which basically comes out that if one's going to make some use of the animals, then maybe it might not be such a thing. Let's leave that on the side, it's not out. However, he says, oh no, my oid ani tama al guthadora, I'm astonished about this whole matter. First of all, he says, well, you know, ish sign, which hunters do you find in the Torah? Who are the hunters in the Torah? Two hunters, Nimrod and Esau. Well, that doesn't sound like the people we want to. But in their darkness, they are Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, right? We don't find any of the Bnei Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov being hunters. To the extent that we find in Halakha, he says, that some say the brocha which we give when someone gets a new item of clothing, where we say it's chavish, where the full term actually is tavaleh, it's chavish. It means we should use it well, plenty, we should have plenty good things to wear it for, and with Hashem we'll get a new one as well. So this brocha, some say that one should not say it on the shoes. Why? Because shoes require, leather shoes at least in those times, require killing an animal. And even though it's mutal din because you want to use it, etc., but that sort of sensitivity, not to give that as a brocha, if you have to get another pair, you'll get another pair, but to make that a brocha, then, if you wear the shoes so well, but don't wear it, I think you'll have to get another pair.
Well, you bring me a brocha that I have
to do,
you
kill
the, we check the.
Yes, so you're right, the truth is, we've got to do this
stuff
today. But this tam is a tam kosh. It's a shvaka tam. It's not an amazing tam not to say this brocha on the shoes. But nevertheless, we do find this idea mentioned in the Pesukim. Let me see how sensitive we have to be to the idea not to rush and kill the barley farm. And now he says that all this, anyway, he says, is mitzad yoshev ha'hoga. Mitzad correct ha'hoga, it's not appropriate, it's not the right thing. The heights of hunters in the Torah are not the yid. So ha'shev ha'yoshev, but now, says Nerdy Huda, I will ask, that afilo isura ik. There could be a sad of isur to be involved in this part. Sharek. Ko ha'itkin bozeh, tzrikin le'kodit bi'orit. Where do you have to go to do this hunting? You have to go riding deep in the forest. Well, the hapsis atzmos is sakonis gedoyim. And you bring yourself into great sakonis. We're mocking gedudish climate in places of bands of wild animals. Rahmona, Omar, the Torah commands us to be shmartem, mo'oiz, and apshetem. Omilam of God will go up and bock you to say the yoiz and the Esau. Who was a greater expert in hunting than Esau the hunter? And what does the prophet say? Hine aloish yoholich lomut. Esau said about himself, "Ine aloish yoholich lamut." Now there's very crucial in this pasuk what it means that Esau said about himself, "Ine aloish yoholich lamut." That says the way of Yehuda, a mikro yotzim in a pshuta. Sha'ayu shu mitzakim b'chol yoyim ben gedolei chayim. Esau spent his time in dangerous places, and therefore he said about himself, "Ine aloish yoholich lamut." the same thing for Rambam. Who they have to say to me to go there? Eich yachnit atme ishi hudi lamokin the zibay of high Israel. How is it permitted for a person to place himself in an area of gezudei chayis Israel in such danger? There is no heter to do such a thing. And now says the Nevi Yehuda, to ask God, for that mishu oni ma'oyis gezudei nechiyotet. I want to ask somebody who needs to do this to his harnasa. This is not a question, not the Shani that was asked this. This was somebody who wants to do it for a pastime. Yeah, could be. We'll speak more about that in a minute. But ask God about that. Mishu oni ma'oyis gezudei nechiyotet. Somebody who does it for his harnasa. I'll tell you what he's here. Explains the Nevi Yehuda that it is a particular permission, it's an added heter that the Torah adds to a situation that would not normally be permitted. Like, for example, people who are businessmen and have to travel from country to country overseas, which in those times certainly involves danger. Nevertheless, it's permitted. She called Mash with the Torah, Nishiyotah in Tarnas, Tosoi Ein Prayer. But Torah, Omra, the Elof, and Moshe, and Nashe. Says the Nishi Yehuda, I'll bring you a riot from the Tosoi that we started with. The Elof, and Moshe, and Nashe. And Chazal say about that, that means that the worker risks his life to go and perform these jobs. And from that we see that there is a particular kuda, a particular permission to be involved in types of activities that Torah Tarnasa, which otherwise well, perhaps one would not be permitted to get into. So that's the answer. What we started with is one indeed allowed to be involved in this sakala. The answer is yes. But it is a level of sakala that one would not normally be allowed to get involved in. Only the Torah Parallel Sakala.
Does that mean you
think it's a Shmira, or just I'm not getting involved here in the sort of, you know. Yeah, religious. So you're getting kind of angry with me.
You have a halakhic
angle.
I
mean,
have a
halakhic.
You assume.
It could be,
Because it's
permitted,
you should look at
it.
You have to
give it a share. It could be that he said, we find that. Hazal actually says, this example that he spoke about before from the Rambam, to walk under a kirumotri, under a wall that's a bit dodgy. Hazal actually says about that it is masculine. That's Kirin Avin Nosot. It sort of brings up in Shammai and looks at causes that your books should be looked at. And the reason for that is because, since you're a modern Sakoma and you need extra support to be saved, so you get looked at, are you really worthy? I don't know, but it's mistaken to say, it's logical to say that doesn't apply in a situation where the Torah itself gives permission to go into this situation. That's because you shouldn't have gone into that situation. Mm-hmm. So mistaken that then indeed it doesn't apply.
Don't we say that Shem obviously chose everything that he could find you over enough so that would move all the danger that you're not adding enough movement to that? Do you have to go to China or you can't make it for us? Hashem can't provide for you for us again.
What the lie is, if the Torah permits you, it goes a bit the other way around, mate. Since the Torah does permit, the Torah Shapotok, the way of Allah explains, does permit to go into such a situation, the other person is faced with such an opportunity. This is a Parnasa, he's a very, very good Parnasa doing this Parnasa.
What was the
Pasuk writing? Well, we began at the beginning, that in this week's Parsha, the Torah commands us to give the worker his payment on time. And the reason it says is these words, the Elof who loy says nashu, to make sure to pay him on time because he needs it, etc., and the Elof who loy says nashu, which Chazal explained to me, for this payment, the Elof for this payment, who loy says nashu, he risks his life. So, the Nevi Yehuda, which we're learning now, understands this to mean that it is a permission to risk one's life. Yeah. No, he doesn't put any gender. I tried to search around, and he must surely have a gender. He must surely have a gender. Right. He must surely have a gender. I didn't find clearly what the borderline is.
I thought that
he must certainly have a gender. What level of psychology are we talking about?
I thought that meant something else. His life was in danger. He needs to pay every day. He's wanted anything to eat.
Yeah, there might be other ways of being with Parashat Potter, which I'm sure you are, but this is the way that Chazal and Gemara explain it, and that's what we're looking at today. Yeah, there must be a Gedra. I didn't find exactly what the goal of this Takon is. Surely there are types of Takon that even for this you're not allowed to put yourself into.
Yeah.
What did you say, baseball?
That's sentiment. I mean, the guys
that are attractive,
look pretty dangerous.
Right, pretty dangerous. Yeah, surely. How to imagine that included. Yeah, so let's go a stage further. There are Moshe Feinstein also had the Shulah where he was after very similar Shiloh.
Actually, just on that note,
yeah.
Is this how much of the flight is going?
Interesting Shaila, I don't know. So, I mean, what would be the sub that it should look like? Saying, you know, we've got 7 minutes to midnight. And nothing else. So why should it apply? What would be the sub that maybe it should apply? But maybe it could be like a type of sick cotton. A little department of one of the mitzvahs, for example, right? Like maybe it's to be looked at as a department of loyterita, which is awesome. Maybe not. The interesting part. What made you think that? And if it is offer, then maybe one shouldn't see it.
Something like this. You're going to spell it in from the eyes, one of the 7 minutes or something else.
Even that guy, he's extreme
case of cruelty, so then,
no one
has to
be honest,
it's not there.
Even that guy's
a
little bit... Yeah, but we're asking here about the different aspects of it, not with sub the cruelty to the animal, let's say that that's fine. But what about the endangerment of the person? Because we're asking if it... Does this apply to going as well? Okay. But Moshe Feinstein was asked a very similar shayla. The case he was asked about was some sort of professional sport. No. Here at the end, in the last line, he mentions this Moshe Feinstein, so maybe that's... Okay, it's going across line, came up, maybe. I didn't find any issue about this. But something maybe that... He was asked about a particular sport, which is just called ball, the base colored blood. Ball. So I don't know what ball he was talking about exactly. But he was asked whether there's any problem making parnasa as a sportsman in this particular game where sound like echo bell, it happens. That something happens, some accident, and somebody dies. So on the basis of this same stuff as the Moshe Yehuda, he says that we see that the person is permitted to put himself into certain psychology, and therefore he's permitted. In addition, he adds the Kiddush that he says that in the same way that it's permitted to put yourself into psychology. And one doesn't have to be concerned about the fact that when one does his job, others in terms of psychology and maybe Khalilah, something will happen. Then in the same fashion, one doesn't have to be concerned that maybe Khalilah involved in this activity might kill somebody else. I don't know exactly what this sports was, but...
Something,
right. I think it might have been something. Some sudden crash or...
So would the answer be different if it was just a hobby and not the professional?
Yes, indeed so. Yes, that's exactly what Moshe Yehuda was saying. That's probably part of this whole thing. He was asked to shine up that somebody who did this for a hobby, for a culture.
I think it was for
So Moshe was asked for parnasa, to do it as a paid...
Yeah.
And a paid job. Yeah. Very well paid job, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
So Moshe says that for parnasa is permitted on the basis of this, and maybe we'll explain that this is the type of level of psychology for parnasa, it is permitted to get oneself into. One final application of this, in a slightly different context, the Sitz Eliezer was asked a question about a doctor putting himself in danger dealing with a choler who has a contagious disease. Contagious illness. Now, there you go through a whole list of whole list of reasons why it would be permitted. Not getting involved in all of them now. But one of them, he says, in addition to a whole lot of other reasons which are more to do with a doctor, what a doctor's job is, etc., and the Torah commands the doctors to do and that sort of thing. But one of them, he says, is that if the doctor is doing it for pay, this is his parnasah, then he views it as being no worse than this case of the Lo Yavi Yehuda, where the parnasah a person is permitted to put himself in a corner. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, because is it so cautious? Is it so cautious that that case is comparable to this Lo Yavi Yehuda? There might be a far greater chance of Sakona over there than in these cases being discussed by the Lady Beyond. So I also think that maybe it's not such a not so possible. And he also adds that how much more so if the situation is that if the doctor is not going to deal with these cases, then either he'll lose his job or the government, the medical society will take away his license to the act of the doctor, because it's part of the doctor's job is to deal with all the patients who come to him. No, somebody else will deal with that patient. Go ahead. Let's leave the question with such a patient on the side. It's a different question, maybe. Okay, one difference. Let's leave this question on the side now. Let's just go for 2 minutes to one slightly different application of this principle that we see over here. There's a Tshuva Sefer called Tzemach Tzedek from one of the early Akrim. There's a later Tshuva Tzemach Tzedek from one of the Babichirim. The earlier Tshuva Tzemach Tzedek from the early Akrim. Well, he was asked the following challenge. There was somebody who hired a shliach, a delivery man, to go and deliver something for him in another town. He paid him the money and off he went, and he crossed some sort of bridge. And unfortunately, while he was crossing this bridge, he slipped, he fell off the bridge, and a very sad story, he fell into the river and unfortunately he drowned. So the question which was asked, since he's Tzemach Tzedek, is whether the Mishalech, the one who employed this shliach, had to feel in any way sort of responsible for the death of the shliach. He didn't cause it directly, but does he require some type of tshuva, some type of kapara? No, it's very much not for you. It's got to do with you.
Does it matter
if it was a mitzvah? Maybe we'll see in a minute.
Or is it just normal walking or something, or is he happy? Maybe
the
rolls or something.
It doesn't sound like it was that was the way to that town, you know, it wasn't like so. But nevertheless, without you sending him there, you wouldn't have got it. Was his plan not?
That means that we infer that God is someone had a car accident, he has to be guilty because
so let's look at a second. There's two separate authorities here, really, but this was the child that was asked him. And he brings from earlier authorities before him, by Bile and others, who spoke about a similar case, and they seem to hold that one does need to feel somewhat responsible and a kapara is required. But the Tzemach Tzedek himself says that he does not see any need for any kapara. And the reason he says is this reason over here. But Enoch will make their slashes. Since he was a paid shliach, and we see that a paid shliach, someone who's doing his panotte, is entitled and permitted, according to the Torah, to put himself into a certain level of sakala, so that's his job. It's got to do with you. That's his job. So the same way his job is permitted to put himself into the type of sakala, there lies within it. Echo Dallas, the sarcoma might actually come to something. And therefore you're not held responsible anyway. Now in that case there could actually be a second Torah in that case. What exactly defines Mokum Sarcoma? Maybe it's not even called the Mokum Sarcoma altogether. The Tarasella doesn't discuss this, but it is a discussed matter. It could be that all activities which people get involved in without giving any thought to the level of sakhono, even if statistically maybe there is a certain level of sakhono involved, so the chalama called sakhono, we don't even need to come onto this special heter that for your panonosa you are allowed to get involved in a particular level of sakhono. Maybe this will finish. There's a tshuva of the Mabit who was asked about going to Eretz Yisrael. The Chazal say that the husband and wife, the husband can force the wife all the other way around as well to move to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, honey, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael, and she's not permitted to say, well, I don't want to go. If she does, then she loses her tshuva. Except if there is takonos to go to, there's takonos to travel. So what exactly defines takonos? In the context of this shayla, like it says, that all travel which is undertaken by any regular businessman who needs to go from place to place, everybody goes, without giving any thought to the possibilities of the Sahani, even though, you know, the Rachim, the Hez, the Sahani could happen on the journey. You know, the Sahani, the Tarak, and this happened, right? It could even be, you know, the statistics of the amount of people who are damaged or in car accidents could be far greater than some other activities that we might consider modeling. But if there's anything which people put themselves into without giving any further thought to the sakhala, halakhically, that is not the klal mugdar as mokum sakhala. Only if one would have to travel through places that the average businessman is choishish to go there. He gives it a second thought. Even if he does, but he weighs it up very carefully. You know? Yeah, no. So that is already considered mokum sakhala, which maybe needs to come onto the special header of the parnasai is mut. Anything which people go without giving further thought to the psychology of the world, of course, more. All right, we'll stop it for today.